Are you ready to sell more books? I'm Brian Cohen.
And I'm Claire Taylor. If you're ready to get your books into the hands of the right readers
and make some more money,
you've come to the right podcast.
And now it's time to talk tips, tricks, and news to help you sell more of your books. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sell More Book Show, episode 476. I'm Brian Cohen from Best Page Forward, and it's just me this week. Claire lost her voice speaking at a variety of conferences, doing an awesome job there, and as a result, Claire will be back next week. So we're going to go into this episode. I want to let you know, on Wednesday, the day this episode is being released, I'm having a webinar on how to increase your series sales. Say that seven times fast, series sales. And you can go check that out. We'll have the link in the show notes and in the group. Last week or 2 weeks ago, the question was, if you have books in KU, what is your threshold for saying no more and going wide? Robert Graver said, I've only got one book in KU at the moment, so my threshold is any page reads I can get. Perhaps I'm in a good position over authors with multiple books that rely on page reads, as it wouldn't be a huge shock to the system or change for me to go wide. So thank you to Robert for your thoughts there. We had a response on YouTube. When will you drop KU and go wide? Is the reduction in KU reads payments enough to get you to consider to go wide? In a nutshell, no. From what I've learned in your podcast from 2015 to 2022, KU payments dropped 25%. That hurts, but they still pay a 70% royalty on ebook sales. As long as they shell out 70% on book sales and they are still the 1,100-pound gorilla in the ebook marketplace, I'll stick around KU. I still believe I will make more money staying in KU than going wide. And Julia Roebuck said, Mark Dawson said previously his threshold was having consistently more than 50% of his Amazon income as orders rather than page reads would be when to go wide. Not sure if he still thinks this, but that is what I've been using. Also here in the UK, Amazon Kindle is hugely dominating. Other ebook readers tried and failed to sell. So for me, as my books are set in the UK, written mainly for a UK audience, it's got to be Amazon KU for now. And Claire and I, of course, have that US bias that we bring into things. So Julia, I really appreciate you bringing in the UK perspective, because we haven't really broken this down on a country-by-country basis. What is the percentage of sales to KU pages read in the UK, in Australia, versus the US? That is data I would love to have, but I don't currently have. Remember, you can answer the question of the week over at the sellmorebookshow.com website, Sell More Book Show After Party Facebook group, as well as our Sell More Book Show YouTube channel. As I slam into the mic, of course, has to happen. When it's just me and I can't pause, of course, there's going to be some funny business. As far as kind of life updates, we're getting ready for the summer. This is our first year with a summer break with school. And we are looking forward to going to a lot of camps, going on some trips. And I'm speaking at a couple of conferences. I will be at AnchorsCon the weekend of June 9th in Dallas, Texas. I will also be at the Pacific Northwest Writers Conference in September. And then I will be at 20 Books Vegas in November. And so I'm looking forward to all those. I know those weren't all during the summer, but I am looking forward to those events. So if you do happen to find yourself at one of those, please don't hesitate to come over, say hi to me, because I would love to talk about the show, about publishing, about pretty much anything at all. So let's go into our top story of the day, printing pressed. For the first time since 2016, the cost of print on demand through Amazon is going up. KDP announced in an email to users, quote, "Since launching KDP Print Books in 2016, we've enjoyed helping you publish and sell your books around the world. During this time, we've kept our printing fees the same, despite increasing costs of materials and labor over the past 6 years. On June 20th, we're changing our fees to better align with today's costs to print books," end quote. "The price will increase for all paperback and hardcover books to cover the higher cost of materials, suppliers, and labor. KDP has supplied new price lists, but you can see a comparison of current and new prices by logging into your KDP dashboard and viewing the pricing tab of your print books. Amazon has created a tool in your dashboard that allows you to run a one-time bulk list price update on all of your live paperback and hardcover list prices, making price changes for authors with many books a little bit easier." And hey, on that last point, I appreciate Amazon thought this through, knows that there are authors with a lot of books, and so they did try to make this a little easier. This is tough, right? Nobody likes to see prices increase ever, and it's easy to associate price increases with always being a bad thing. But if it came down to Amazon saying, well, if it's either we're going to get rid of printing or we are going to increase prices, let's go with the price increase side of that, because we are not a huge component of Amazon's business. Percentage-wise, they make more money on Amazon Web Service hosting, and they make more money on ads, and authors are probably even a small component of that ad earnings for the business. And so Amazon's keeping us in a way, and we do have to kind of endure this price increase. It's pretty impressive that in 7 years, they never increased those printing prices. I was not aware of that. And for a price not to go up in 7 years when it's gone up multiple times with other print-on-demand services, especially during the pandemic, I would say that, hey, maybe they're entitled to this price increase. But I don't know. Let's go into some hot potatoes of wisdom here, see what we think. So, why do I think Amazon waited so much longer than its competitors to raise rates for print books? I think Amazon is running a business, and Amazon at any point has to run their business under some kind of umbrella. There's some kind of goal that they are wanting to achieve in any given department. And it's possible that in the KDP department, they were willing to eat some of those fluctuations in paper costs in order to make authors happier. And so I wonder if that was part of it. You can't help but wonder, was the exit of Jeff Bezos from his major role in the company in the last couple of years, is that responsible for some potential safeguards for the books being not so safe anymore? And so maybe that had something to do with it as well. Another hot potato of wisdom. When should an author use more than one print-on-demand vendor for their print books? So Amazon is only one of the print-on-demand vendors. Of course, there is Ingram. There are, of course, local printers. Draft Digital has the ability to do paperback printing. So there are reasons to use other printers. Like if you're going to get into a retailer, you wouldn't have been able to otherwise. And Ingram and Draft Digital both allow that to happen. If you are trying to print for a special occasion, like an event that is live, like a Kickstarter, you might find that printing through Amazon with its occasionally not so great quality may not be what you want to do. I have used Mixam, M-I-X-A-M, which is a printing service that helped print the books for both the self-publishing with Amazon ads and self-publishing and email marketing Kickstarters, and I was very happy with the quality from both. And so I would say that if you are trying to do something special, or you're trying to get into a certain retailer, you may want to use more than just KDP print. We're definitely going to come back around to this, folks, in the question of the week. So let's definitely keep this in mind. But let's go into the super fun solo lightning round, which I don't know if we've ever done because I think all the lightning rounds have been with Claire. So let's do some lightning sound. Pew, pew. Feel free to make your own at home. Pew, 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 pew. None of that sounds like lightning. Question number one. How early in your author career should you have an email list, a website, and a social media presence? So there's no timeline for when you need to have certain things done, like an email list, a website, and a social media presence in your author career. Some people don't really have much of an email list. I was talking to a seven-figure author the other day. He said, my email list could use some work. I personally don't have the best web presence, and I've been in business since 2010 with my books. And so I think that you don't necessarily need to have all of these things lined up in order to be a success. And I do think that you can usually do a very scaled down version of a website, a very scaled down version of a social media presence. And you do want to have that link, that landing page that can get people to your email list pretty early on. But as far as the rest of it, you do not need to specifically have these things in order to have a career. Lightning number two. How often do you email your readers? Folks, a lot of you are my readers, and you know that I email relatively often. I will usually email at least a couple of times a week when I have something coming up, like a free class, like my Higher Series sales class coming up on Wednesday, which is today as this is getting posted. I will post about this multiple times because I want y'all to find out about it. And I am certain that I've gotten a fair number of unsubscribes on a week where I might send three and then three with info about the webinar replay. But you know what? It's okay, because a lot of those folks might not have been the kind of people who would read my books for authors, or who would be the kind of people who might purchase services through Best Page Forward. And so emailing multiple times a week or multiple times a month is okay, because it is possible that you do not need the people who might unsubscribe when you are emailing more often. As I've heard it said, they might just not be your people. So number three in this all lightning of lightning rounds, what can an author do before their book is ready to build an audience that will be excited about that future book? So what can an author do to get readers excited before the book is launched? Something that makes you smile and joyful and happy, that also helps you build an audience. Some people love creating videos. I find myself one of them. And so you might love putting content on TikTok. Some of you love writing, and by which you might be able to write an extra short story to give out as a freebie, and extra stories that will go only into your email list. And so you need to find the thing that brings you joy as you are creating all of this stuff, because you are not necessarily going to have to want to follow the path that other people have created for themselves, because you want to do what will make you happy. And that is going to show up so much in all of the book marketing that you do. All right, moving right along. How do you decide what to focus on when you've got 1,000 decisions a day? So when I have 1,000 decisions a day, I try to go back to my goals. What is it I am trying to achieve? What is it I am doing to get the most out of myself? What do I care the most about? What am I passionate about? All of those things factor in, because when I have too many decisions, I'm starting to feel that decision fatigue, which is a real thing. I need to think about, okay, if I have to make a hard choice here, which way am I going to fall? Because if you don't know your goals and you're not connected up with your goals, you're just kind of going to make decisions randomly based on the things around you, the people around you. And that may not be the best decision, because it's better to go in a direction that is going to help you to be happier and healthier. And number five, how do you work with other authors to jointly promote or market your books? So I work with other authors who write nonfiction for authors. I work with other authors usually on a one-to-one basis. So usually I will teach a class for their audience, they will teach a class for my audience. But when it comes to fiction, I really do think there is a lot of value in these group promotions with sites like BookFunnel and Story Origin, because you are able to get some initial people on your list. And even if they aren't necessarily buyers, these are people who might go and review your book. These are people who might share your book on social media. Can you imagine if you get a person who may not be a buyer, but sticks around on your list and actually shares your book in a TikTok video every single time? I mean, it can be absolutely fantastic. And so if you are considering building your list, if you're considering collaborating with others, try doing one of those group promotions first, because I think depending on your genre, you'll be able to connect with some great authors who are also trying to grow, and they may help you to find out more about what it is you should focus on next. We've lightninged. So let's do a little extra here, since we don't want it to be the shortest show ever. Folks, it can be hard to really focus on what it is you need to do next when there are so many stimuli out there, so many people selling things, so many people whose ideas seem to clash with other ideas. And when this kind of thing happens, you need to go back to really determining, will this program or service actually do the thing you want it to do, or will it just put off some of the inevitable issues that come with author careers? Inevitably, with an author career, you need to put yourself out there and start getting some critical feedback, either from teachers or from peers. You will need to get that feedback, and it may hurt at first. It may feel as though you are getting personally attacked by putting your work out there and being worried about the opinions of others. But really, when it comes down to it, getting people to give that constructive feedback can make a huge, huge difference. And maybe it'll even make a bigger difference than buying the next course or buying the next service. So we need to remember that there are no magic bullets out there. There are no buttons we can push that are suddenly going to have us seeing self-publishing success. Remember, a lot of the big changes that are going to come that will help you to succeed as an author are going to come from within. I have a question of the week for everyone. So going back to the KDP print pricing change, will the price change for KDP print alter how you currently sell and publish your paperback books? Please let us know, sellmorebookshow.com, Sell More Bookshow After Party, or the Sell More Bookshow YouTube channel. Post your answer in any of those places, and we will go and find it. As a reminder, folks, we have that Higher Series Sales class coming up today at 2 p.m. Eastern. The link will be there on the sellmorebookshow.com website. Claire always has amazing materials for you folks. Her emails are just the best. I've shared them with my spouse. They're just so great. FFS.media. Go check out Claire's amazing stuff. It is my hope that in 7 days' time, when we come back around to recording another episode, Claire will have her full voice back and that she will be able to share her wonderful wisdom on the author community with all of you. So I really look forward to seeing y'all again, hearing y'all again in the next episode for Claire, who's not here. I'm Brian from Best Page Forward. Hope you have a great week of book selling, everybody. And I'll talk to you next time for episode 477. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sell More Book Show. Visit the website at www.sellmorebookshow.com for detailed show notes and subscription information, or to send us news or comments for use on the show. Also, please take a moment to subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Thank you very much for listening, and happy book selling!